As we continue our series of shiurim on the Shlosh Etzei Midos, the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says Beisil Oimrim that the pasuk says Rav Chesed. It says Beisil, what does Rav Chesed mean? Mati Klapa Chesed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu tilts towards Chesed. Ask the Gemara Heichi Ovid. Exactly, what does that mean? That is Mata Klapa Chesed. So we have here Machloikus, Rebbe Lazar Oimer, Koyfshoi. We have, so to speak, the Averis and the Mitzvahs on a scale. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes the side of the Mitzvahs down. And that's how, ultimately, it's considered like you have more Mitzvahs than Averis. And he says, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yoshev Yirachmeinu Yichboish Amaseinu. He pushes down the Averis, and by pushing down the Averis, that tips the scale that the mitzvahs are, what do you call it, that these should have more mitzvahsim than Averis. Rabbi Yosef Bechanin Amar, on the contrary, Noise, he picks up, takes off the Averis, and like that, the scale has more mitzvahs. As the pasuk says, "Noise oven va'ovar pesha." So the Rashi explains that koivish means that he pushes down the sides of schus, and that's how the schusim are considered heavier. The Rebbeinu Chananel says that what koivish means, that koivish means that he takes away the averis as if they don't exist. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Amar Noisei. So again, Rashi, according to his pshat, says that what happens, he picks up the side of the Averis, and because he picks up the side of the Averis, that's why the side of the mitzvahs go down. The Sefer Tosfos Yom Kippurim, in Masechta Yuma, says, what's the nafkamina? If it's koivish or it's noiser. So he says, according to the man, the Amar, that it's koivish, the amount of Averis are still the same as they always were. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just tipping the side of the mitzvahs, that even though there are equal amount of Averis to mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs down the mitzvahs. But the Averis still exist. And because the Averis still exist, then the person is deserving of a punishment for those averus. However, says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, according to the man, the Amar Noisei, it's what he's doing is he's making the averus disappear. And therefore, if the averus disappear, the person will not get a punishment for those averus. I saw a beautiful vart from the Kedusha Slavi in explaining Koivish and Noisei. On one hand, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees Klal Yisrael unfortunately doing Averis, he explains it in one of two ways. One is, he says, that I could have prevented them from doing Averis. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolute control over the world. And if I wanted, I could have stopped them from doing Averis. And because I didn't stop them, I'm sort of at fault for their doing Averis. That's Pshat Noisei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lifts up the Averis to where he is and says that the Averis are my fault. The other reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the reason people do Averis is because they live in this world. It's a world where it's unfortunately all too easy to do Averis. That's Kaivish. That Kaivish says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I put them on this world. Kaivish, I put them on this world. That's why they do Averis. But it's my fault, and that's why it's Rav Chesed, Mati Klapa Chesed. The Gemara continues here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Mava Rishon Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls away one Aveira at a time. The Kachi Amida, and that's the appropriate way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mati Klapa Chesed. However, comments Rava, Omer Rava, Vavoin Atzma in a Nimchuk. The Aveira itself that the person does is not completely obliterated. And therefore, says Rava, the Ikar Ruba Avoinus, if a person ends up in a situation that he has more Averis than Mitzvahs, Machshav Adayu, that Avera is counted together with the other Averis that he unfortunately does, and he gets, when he gets punishment for his Averis, he gets punishment for those as well. And here too, there's a number of Pshatim in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Rashi explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weighing a person's Averis, he takes away some of the Averis. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weighing the Averis, and if the person has 50-50, by Hemshem taking away some of the Averis, then the person is not anymore 50-50, he's more Latzatzchus. On the other hand, however, if the person is in a category that he has more Averis than Mitzvahs, if the person, Rachman Tzlan, is in the category that he has more Averis than Mitzvahs, then the Averis are not ignored, and the Averis are counted in the calculation when he gets Chas V'Shalom punished. The Rif has a different pshat. He says, if a person did an Avera once or twice or three times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him for those Averas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael those Averas. However, if the person is anyway in the category that he has more Averas than Mitzvahs, even when you don't take those three Averis into consideration, so he's anyway in a category of more Averis than Mitzvahs. Therefore, then those Averis that were just ignored are put back into the Cheshbon. The Rif, and that's what it means in the Shlosh HaSamidris for Rav Chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds chesed in the world that he's able to take certain averis and ignore them. Another pshat, and this is the pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is the Rambam's opinion, that if a person is a Yerushimayim and he does mitzvahs and he avoids doing very serious averis, still sometimes he does averis that are not that significant, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael those Averis, and he doesn't count them. But let's say, even though the person is basically a good individual, but he still has more Averis than Mitzvahs, even though he's a good person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot ignore those Averis. The Gemara continues. Kol Amava Midosov, somebody is not strict with other people, Mavir and Leikopshov. So they Michael him on his Averis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Noise Oven Va'oiva Al Pesha, Lami Noise Oven, to whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive the Averis? Lami Sha'oiva Al Pesha, that he isn't strict with people who take such a, who aren't strict with other people. So the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Chof Gimel Amen Aleph, asks on this Gemara. The Gemara says there, Om Reb Yochim Shimram Shimba Yitzadik, Kol Tamut Chochem, any Tamut Chochem She'enen Noikim V'Noiter K'Nachash, that doesn't take revenge about against people who don't act appropriately, any Tamut Chochem. And the Gemara explains that the person, because of Kavanat Torah, is not ready to forgive somebody who acted inappropriately. Ask the Gemara that here it says, Kol amava amidoysov mavir loy ap kolpshov. So the Gemara distinguishes between somebody who is wronged and the person who acted inappropriately towards him asked the Mechila. Then the halacha is that indeed, as our Gemara says, that he should be Meichel him. But if the person who did wrong to him did not even bother asking for Mechila, then he doesn't have to be Meichel. However, comments the Ritva, that everything that we're discussing is only b'milu d'shmaya. That means when it comes to kvod shmayim, if this person wasn't acted properly to, and he wasn't asked mechila, he should not be ready to be meichel. But when it's not kvod shmayim, then he doesn't have to be meichel. Ask the Ritva, however, that the Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, says the Rapapa every night would be Meichel anybody who caused him pain. So let's understand that Gemara asked Ritva. If what the person bothered Rapapa was not B'mila D'Shmaya, so we just said that he's supposed to be Meichel. If on the other hand he was B'mila D'Shmaya, so we just learned that you have to wait until he's Meichel, until he asks Mechila. So the Ritva answers that it was Bamila de Alma. And he says there are different categories of people who are Meichel. He says there are people that are Meichel, that if somebody did me wrong, I'm Meichel them. But I'm not Meichel them with a whole heart. Here, I'm meichel them with a whole heart. That's what Rapapa did. Another pshat that the Rambam suggests, that even b'mila d'shmaya, a Talmud Chacham, as our Gemara seems to suggest, is supposed to be meichel. But says the Rambam, if, however, if it caused the chila Hashem, then he shouldn't be Meichel. So indeed, Al Gemara that says, Kalamava al midoisa mavirim loy kol pshov, according to Rambam, doesn't just apply to Mila de Alma, it even applies to Mila de Shmaya, as long as there's no Chil Hashem involved. If Chas v'Shalom, there's a Chil Hashem involved, then he should not be Meichel. The Sefer Orchis HaTzadikim explains, based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Loilam ye odam and no lovim, v'noi ovim. A person should always be amongst the people that are being embarrassed and not embarrassing other people. They hear people embarrass them and they don't answer. V'aleyam nemar v'oyavov k'tzeis ha-shemes k'vurosoy. And he says that just like we know that if a person is embarrassed, Chas v'Shalom, the color of his face changes, says the Ritva, says the Orchot Tzadikim, so he's zoicha that Hashem has the light of the sun shine on him to make his face shine with a beautiful glow. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam, Chelek Aleph Perigimel, explains this Gemara in the following way. He says, sometimes people do something wrong and they deserve a punishment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a person who's not of the proper caliber, Megalgal Choyv Al Yidei Chayiv, and uses him to embarrass or cause pain to the person who did the Aveira, and that's how that person has a Mechila. If that's the way we look at it, that if somebody did something wrong to us, it's not because that person doesn't treat me right, doesn't understand, is not respecting me. But rather I understand that when that person is doing something wrong to me, it's because Hashem feels that something like that should happen to me because I did something wrong, and like this I'll have mechilas avoinus. If that's our attitude, so then we won't be angry at the person who did something wrong to us, because he's just the vehicle for our mechilas avoinus. I saw that the Sefer Toldos HaAdam quotes that once Rav Chaim Volozhin was traveling together with his brother Rav Zalman, and they were in a hotel, and they wanted to get a room in the hotel, and the person who was running the hotel refused to give them a room. As they were leaving the hotel, Rav Chaim Volozhin saw his brother Rav Zalman crying. So he asked him, "Why are you crying? Does it bother you so much that that person wasn't nice to us, that he refused to give us a room in the hotel? I didn't pay attention to him." Said Rav Zalman, "I'm not crying for that, because of that. What I'm crying is that when that person didn't treat us respectfully, I felt that it bothered me a little." He said, "It shouldn't bother me. Because as we just explained from the Chafetz Chaim, he's not the one that's doing wrong to me. It's Hashem that wanted this to happen to me. So I should be upset at that person. And I'm upset that I was somewhat, at a very small amount, upset at that person." Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna Barei Rav Yehuda Bar Yeshua Chalosh. Rav Huna Barei Rav Yeshua got ill. Al Rav Papa V'Shiuli Bei. Rav Papa came to visit him. Chazi the Chalosh Le'ama. He saw that he's very sick and he's about to die. Amar Tzvisul Zavdu. He says, "Prepare Tachrichim." He's L'soif Ispach. Then the person got well. Have a mixer Rav Papa L'mechzir. So Rav Papa was embarrassed. Amalei My Chesis. He said, "What happened? You were so ill. What happened that you had a refuah?" Amalehu In. Absolutely Hakahava. That's what happened to me, that I was supposed to pass away. As I came to the yeshiva shemala, they said, when somebody bothers me, I'm moichel, like took me by a day, so let's not look if he deserves to live or die. Shenema noisei oven v'oiva pesha, l'mi noisei oven, who does a Kadosh Baruch Hu forgive the Araveris, l'mi l'oiva pesha, to the person that is moichel, people who start up with him. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says, "Mikol kamoicha noisa oven v'oiva pesha l'sheris nachlosoi." Amar b'achba chanina alya. Alya means the tail, which was considered a very choice piece of meat, the kites bite. But there's a thorn in it. It's not perfect. L'sheris nachlosoi. What does the pasuk mean? To some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats that way. V'loi l'chol nachlosoi. Everybody who is treated that way, Lemish Mason Atzmai Kishrayim, to somebody who treats himself, somebody acts like Shrayim, that he treats himself not in a, that he doesn't act for covet. So I saw that the Aruch HaNer explains the Gemara in a very interesting way. He says there are two people that don't care if somebody bothers them. One is because the person considers himself so great that what do I care if this person says or does something against me? He next to me, I'm so great. Or he says that I'm really nobody. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if somebody bothers me, because I'm nobody. I really don't deserve great respect. Says the Gemara, if the reason when somebody bothers you, it doesn't make a difference to you, is because you think that you're so great, then that isn't what the Pasuk is looking for when we speak about Misha Oival Pesha. What we mean to say is, what the Gemara says, says the Aruch Laner, Zlamisha Mason Atzma Kishrayim. If the person considers himself like he's just Shrayim, like he's not significant, such a person, that person, and that person alone is the person that is indeed treated, is supposed to be treated, is the person that Kosh Baruch Hu's Meichel Zaveris. The Gemara continues, Rav Yehuna Rami, Ksiv Tzadik Hashem B'chol Drachiv, Ksiv Chos B'chol Masav, says the Gemara, B'tchila, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a Tzadik, L'psoif, he's a Chosid. The Gemara Mefarshim explain, then Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a Tzadik, and Yom Kippur, he acts like a Chosid. Rav Elazar Rami continues the Gemara, Ksiv L'cho Hashem Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about Chesed, Ksiv Kiatot Sham L'ish Kemaseyu. So again, says the Rebbe, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the way we act, at the end, L'cha Hashem Chesed. Ilfi v'amr lo ilfa rami v'rav chesed. Here we say in the Shlosh HaSer Midras, and now we get more into the Shlosh HaSer Midras, that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rav chesed, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. So what is it? Rav chesed or emes? Answer the Gemara, b'tchila emes. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us with the Midas HaEmes, Midas Hadin, Lepsoif Chesed. So the Mefarshim ask, if that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, so then it should have said MS before Rav Chesed. Why does it say Rav Chesed first and then MS? So there are a number of tuitzim given to this question. Dain Elio from the Gra explains it as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas Hadin, Emes. Afterwards, he saw that the world cannot exist and he put in Chesed. So when the Pasuk says, so with the Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still goes with the Midas Hadin. People who can't survive with the Midas Hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with the Midas Chesed. So when we speak in the Shlosh HaSer Midras Serachmim, when was the Shlosh HaSer Midras Serachmim said? It was after Klal Yisrael did the Aveiru with the eagle. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it's a world that can't survive within. And therefore he did Chesed before Emes. However, the Pasuk of Tzadik Hashem B'chol Drachav V'chosid B'chol Masav is speaking to Tzadikim. When it speaks about Tzadikim, first it says Midas HaEmes, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does first when it comes to Tzadikim. Another pshat goes back to what we started the shiur with. We started the shiur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Rishon Rishon. He's Meichel every Aveira, but the Aveira is still there. As we said, it doesn't get completely disappear. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk. V'rav Chesed in the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with Chesed and he doesn't punish us for the Aveiris. But the Emes, the Aveiris still continues to exist. Another Pshat that I saw is V'rav Chesed. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu act with such tremendous Chesed, but Emes, he's completely committed to the Midas HaChesed. But one more pshat that I saw from the Nesivos, he says a marshal. There was once a king whose son didn't act properly. And the king said that he's going to throw a large stone. He swore he's going to throw a large stone on that son. And once the king makes a shvua, he can't retract. So what did he do? He took that big stone that were to throw it on that son, the son could not survive, and cut it, chopped it into small pieces. So the shvur was fulfilled, but nothing happened to this boy. That's what happens here. Mikar Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with the Midas Hadin. But what does he do? He takes that Emes and he puts Rav Chesed. He puts Chesed into the Emes. first is, so indeed, this first emes and then this chesed. But when we see it in this world, we don't see the midas hazim before the midas harachmim. We see the Rav Chesed being applied to the midas hadin, that even if Chas v'Shalom was supposed to have midas hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers it with tremendous chesed.